A group of Canadian taxi and rideshare companies want to ride the wave of anti-American sentiment to the bank. Canadian Vehicle for Hire executives asked to be included in the city's Buy Local campaign, according to a letter to councillors that was first reported by the Toronto Star. Toronto's push for economic patriotism has seen city officials urge locals to purchase from Canadian industries and workers, while avoiding American goods and services. The move is a response to tariff threats on Canadian goods from U.S. President Donald Trump. Now, executives at Canadian taxi and rideshare companies, namely Beck Taxi, Co-op Cabs, Hover and Toronto One Taxi, want in too. U.S. tech companies, among the Trump administration's biggest backers, have taken over too many Canadian markets, reshaping our laws and regulations to build monopoly power, the group alleges in the letter. The ride-hailing industry is a prime example. The Canadian businesses have asked the city to prevent its staff from being reimbursed for using U.S.-based rideshare companies in an attempt to encourage homegrown alternatives. It would be optimal for the Canadian option to be highlighted with city staff when they're using transportation apps to get around, said Hover CEO Harrison Ahmet in an interview with Toronto Today. A spokesperson for Mayor Olivia Chow didn't address the group's ask but said she's still working on a plan to potentially regulate the industry after several failed attempts. The mayor is also reviewing options with her newly instated Economic Action Team on how to best support workers and businesses in response to Donald Trump's unjustified trade war, said Zeus Eden, Chow's press secretary. Kirthana Rang, a spokesperson for Uber Canada, pushed back on the rhetoric from Canadian Vehicle for Hire companies. She noted that the rideshare giant opened its first Toronto office in 2012 and has its Canadian headquarters in Toronto. Uber Canada is run by Canadians for Canadians, she said in a statement to Toronto Today. We're proud of our footprint here and the positive impact we've had on millions of Canadians to go anywhere, get anything, and earn their way at the tap of a button. On March 6, Chow announced she banned U.S. companies from all city contracts valued below $353,000, which will now go to Canadian-based firms. On March 19, she'll ask councillors to bar U.S. suppliers from all city contracts. In early February, council also directed city manager Paul Johnson to draft a Buy Local campaign. A report on that effort is expected to be made public at next week's executive committee meeting.